Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This episode is brought to you by Audible, the audiobook service with more than 180,000 titles to choose from. Get a free audiobook and a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/game.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of Retronauts Micro. And I swear to God, this time it will be micro. You were treated far too well for far too long with these 45-minute micros, and I'm sick of it. We're going to get this out in under 15 minutes. So help me God. I'm Bob Mackey. Who else is here today?
Hey, it's Henry Gilbert. Hello.
And Chris Antistin.
And for precisely 15 minutes, Brett.
Yes,
I'm told.
We're removing him from the room after that. But yes, this is Retronauts Micro. Thanks to you, kind Patreon donors, we were able to bring back Micro. So these will be two episodes additionally on top of the four regular episodes you get every week. So thank you so much for donating.
Month.
Goddamn, we're not that productive yet. Well, okay, once we hit the $100,000 tier, you will get an episode every day.
You can hire interns and robots.
Yes, and yeah, podcasting robots. But this episode is brought to you by Chris because he came to me with an idea, so you can blame him if it goes wrong. I'm just kidding, Chris.
I was running on a big high on Breath of the Wild. I know.
I think we all are, really.
Yeah, I know we don't want to talk about it too in-depth because you guys might be doing that in the future.
Right.
This is a current game, too. Come on.
Yeah.
So,
I know. It feels weird, but I just... Brett happened to be around, and I don't have to say the thing you had to keep saying about Breath of the Wild, about what it feels like, because it's a wonderful way to put what Breath of the Wild is. And
which thing?
The thing about it, like, just
how it makes you feel?
Zelda 1 comparisons.
Oh, well, I mean, the long and short of it is, like, for me, it's... I had this moment where I'm climbing a mountain and blah, 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 but it's like, that game is what your little kid brain told you Zelda 1 was.
Yeah.
Was this big, mysterious world that you run around, you poke around, you burn everything, you poke at everything, you're not told exactly where to go or what to do, but in your mind, you're having this grand adventure despite it being super primitive, basic inputs, you can go four directions, you have two buttons, but in your head, when you're 7, 8, 9, you're having this grand adventure and scaling mountains and going across lakes, and Breath of the Wild is... I'm actually feeling that exact same way I did when I was 7 years old, only I am Link crawling up the side of a mountain that I can see to the curvature of the earth and like see everything all at once. It's like, this is what I always wanted to do when the Zelda games got so tube-like.
Or just so walled off more like
that. Yeah, very walled off. Like the illusion that Ocarina had of this big field, which in 97 or 98 was great, but it still like is very modular. Like this is the Hyrule field. It is not actually connected to anything. Mm-hmm. You can see dummy sectors of, well, that's not actually Death Mountain.
It's like a JPEG of the next area in the background. Yeah.
And this is and Twilight Princess is just trying to be that again. And Skyward Sword is, I think, you know, it's a great half step in a lot of directions, then a half step back in a lot of directions.
Oh, yeah.
But like, it has a lot of cool stuff, but it was still didn't stray enough. And then the places it did stray was kind of bizarre. And then Skyward Sword's finally this like, yeah, here we go. This is what
this is, the promise of Zelda 1 fulfilled in 3D.
Yeah. And I feel like, and this is really getting kind of off topic, but
I'm
in the same breath, I guess. But Dark Souls is what Zelda was supposed to be in going in 3D, and that's, to me, why Dark Souls struck a chord with so many people.
I agree. Demons, even though people will yell at you if you compare things to Dark Souls.
I know. Yeah.
It is a legit comparison you can make sometimes, and I want that to be okay. We can say Dark Souls sometimes, people.
The return
it's fine.
Of skill-based games that don't involve multiplayer.
Yeah, I'm
not yelling at you, Brett. I'm saying, you should be able to say this on the air without being yelled at.
No, I agree. I agree that comparison is made a lot. It's the Dark Souls of yank, yank, yank.
Right,
it's like, no, it's not. You just haven't played more than six games. But
you haven't played a difficult video game.
Yeah, but when the comparison is apt, it makes sense. And this is what, to me, when I played Dark Souls, I'm like, this is what the direction Zelda should have gone. Mm-hmm. And that's why it struck a chord with so many people, because it's that sense of adventure and weirdness.
Yeah.
And you have to talk to people. You have to, like, just being online in wikis isn't enough. I need to talk to a human being.
Yeah.
Instant interaction back and forth. What about this? What about this? What did you do?
Yeah, and it always feels like there's a new thing to discover.
Yes.
If you go in a different direction, you'll find a new thing, or you go like, what's that? And you want to figure it out. And I think, too, they learned the right lessons from Western games as well. Like, the Assassin's Creed has been doing it for a decade now, but just the, like, I climbed to the top of a tower, and then I filled in a map with more stuff. Except in this, it's like, okay, you kind of filled in a map. Maybe take a look around, see if you see some shrines from here.
We're not,
like,
filling your map with icons. You find the stuff.
Yeah, you find it.
And it's not all the same activity. As someone was just bringing up in the LaserTime Facebook group, where we're kind of, why I'm down on, like, Bethesda open world games, because that is generally, like, stiff, rigid, you can't see very far, and glorified fetch quest. Hmm. Go here, touch this button, come back to me. Yes. And there's like three missions like that I played in 100 hours of Zelda. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So last thing I'll say is, before we move on, is that I feel like Zelda Breath of the Wild has really showed me how modern game design has ruined my brain in some ways, where I was stuck in the tutorial because you have to do these five shrines. And one was on top of a mountain, and I didn't know that. And I saw this mountain, I was like, that's the last place I have to go, but the game wouldn't let me go there. I didn't try that for 2 hours, and I was like, I might as well, I can keep climbing this mountain. Dude, I'm at the top of the mountain. Oh my God.
It's the Dueling Peaks, it's the biggest thing in the game, and it's like, you can touch that like within an hour if you wanted to.
I mean, even when I hit the snow territory, I was like, oh, I'll come back here hours later when I have the snow tunic or whatever.
That's what it might be for Retronauts specifically, like the most about Zelda 1, where Zelda 1, I didn't have any idea what to do or what order to tackle it in.
Yeah.
I was so used to the Zelda formula that, like, I end up traversing the world, and then when I finally do figure out something, like, oh, I know where that is. I'll go over there. I just didn't have, I didn't have the map, but I knew the location.
Right, right.
Neat.
It is a great game. We'll be talking about that more on a later Retronauts.
Exactly.
But we're all playing it. It's great. It's like, I feel like it's been so long since I've been playing the same game at the same time as everybody I know. It's just...
It's a great feeling.
Yeah.
And nobody knows everything yet.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so cool at the time of this recording. And But I wanted to bring it up just to bridge both of them, to Breath of the Wild and Zelda 1, because we're going to have a big old quiz down. Are you ready?
Hey, let's do it.
I wanted to do it just like playing Breath of the Wild... made me think about the fanfares, and I wanted to do a Zelda 12-question fanfare quiz.
Uh-huh.
This one's a gimme.
How do we buzz?
Oh. Picking up a sword.
Yes.
Or a key item in Zelda 1.
Key item in Zelda 1. So it's called
Dungeon
Key Item Fanfare, or Item Get Fanfare, or I don't know. I tried to find the same theme across all Zelda games, and I would like... And I realized getting into this, especially with... Brett's going to be on. Yay. He's going to be able to know the system this is coming from within seconds. So like there's
I mean, some of this stuff who knows.
Like, but
I think
yes.
I think everyone here play a lot of Zelda. So.
You will buzz in with this with the your name.
Right.
With
Henry. Your name. Like I'll just say that.
The one syllable names will rule this competition.
Sorry.
Damn it.
You want to do Hank?
Hank.
Switch, all right. Hank. Writing that down.
So,
you got to pronounce the K though.
So. All right, so then we just say which which game it is.
You will buzz in and say which. I should probably get a pen.
Can I buzz Henry in so he can get it wrong? Does he lose a point?
Yes.
If I yell Henry.
No, I didn't want to. I don't want to tell you how to steal the game already. Let's see if we can get this interesting.
What if I buzz Chris in?
And then we have a Mario Party-esque reversal of fortune.
Ooh.
Where the biggest loser gets all the points.
Making all of this worthless.
I'm going to do B and B. Oh, that's confusing.
Yes.
But BM.
A.
And Hank. All right, so it's time for our Zelda quiz.
Okay.
Zelda fanfare quiz. So you heard this one. Zelda 1.
Right.
Very familiar, right?
Yes.
All right. Who's ready for number two? Everybody ready?
I'm ready.
Yes.
All right. Let me get up my key here.
Brett.
Brett is buzzed in.
Link to the Past.
Ooh.
Is it
Elston? Sorry. Sorry.
Hank.
Henry.
Wind Waker.
It is Wind Waker.
Oh, yeah.
Henry on the board.
Okay.
I couldn't even detect the difference.
I beat that game on the HD version, so I should hope I remember that.
But isn't that interesting? That is across time, across galaxies. The theme? How many years apart?
That's 03 versus 87, right? 86. Oh,
I just love that brassiness.
Yeah, the brass sticks out more now.
We're gonna move, jump back and forth through time. Not unlike Link in a game I don't want to ruin just yet. Number three,
Bob.
Bob.
That's Link's Awakening.
Bob Mackie, it is Link's Awakening.
I played that game probably 30 times.
One for BM. Mm-hmm. Do we want to keep breezing through this?
Yeah, I have a point, Chris. Come on.
You do? For what?
The first one.
Man, you didn't get it. You got it wrong.
No, I said Zelda 1.
You did say that was Zelda 1, the example you gave.
I said that was... Everybody
got
you were
just establishing the song.
I still buzzed in first.
All right, you
know what? Brett the point.
I'm going to put a Mickey Mantle asterisk next to your name.
That's fine. That's fine. As long as there's some question to be had.
All right. So what are we on? Four? Number four? Wait, are we on
four? No, we're on three.
We're on three. Third Zelda item fanfare. What Zelda game is this from?
Oh, we did that one.
That one already.
Yeah. Bob, that's Link's Awakening. I get another point.
I didn't even chime in the fake time.
No, we are number four.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is confusing for me.
Okay.
Brett Alston buzzing in.
Zelda 2.
It is Zelda 2.
You can tell it's all warbly.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's all wrong.
It is one of the weirdest.
It sounds like whatever's playing that is being strangled.
All right, who's ready for the next one?
NES has a whammy bar.
Zelda number 5.
Hey,
Henry's buzzing in.
That's Skyward Sword.
Bob.
Bob.
Twilight Princess.
It is Twilight Princess.
It had to be that.
Another one for BM. Love getting away with that. Let's try number 6, shall we?
Henry. Hey, well, whatever. Ocarina.
Henry Giblet, that is absolutely Ocarina.
You need to credit that one to Henry, not Hank, though.
Hank?
Man.
Let's draw another letter here. You want to keep breezing through it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to cut out the beginning of that because Ocarina is a giant lead up to it.
Well, I can tell with the kind of like the, like the little ambient back there, that was definitely the sound.
And as far as I know, it's the same item fanfare from Majora's Mask.
Sounds about right.
I believe so.
Do we offhand know the composer of the original Zelda theme?
Koji Kondo.
I would guess Koji Kondo, yes.
How dare you, Chris?
I did everything else. Number 7.
Brett! That's Breath of the Wild.
It is Breath of the Wild, baby. That is Breath of the Wild. And I couldn't... There are two weird item fanfares in Breath of the Wild. And
do-do-do-do-do-do-boing.
Yeah,
that one too?
I got you the other one.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Did you just see... I just saw this shared on Reddit. I never realized it. In each shrine... I didn't notice why their hands were in different positions, but they all together lay out the different positions of all four triangles of the Triforce. So the top, the sides, and the empty one. So keep an eye on where those dudes in the shrines have their fingers pointed.
Again, learning something for the first time.
Does that imply anything? Like this is the challenge of wisdom.
It just shows their connection. Well, okay. Maybe it does have a connection to the challenge.
Well, this was low rule, wasn't it?
Yeah. Hmm.
And this is where you look if you want to get... What happens if you look here? You get your...
Yeah, look at that.
You get smacked in the face.
Throw a flag on the field for delay a game. This will not save you. all this other random knowledge of Zelda.
Hey, Retronauts listeners. It's me, Jeremy. I know you love my monotone drone, but you only get a couple of hours of it every week. Why not fill the other 166 of them with the next best thing? Professionally read audiobooks courtesy of Audible. With 180,000 different books available, Audible literally has more great literature available than you could physically cram into an entire lifetime, even if you listened at double speed. Right now, Audible is offering Retronauts listeners a free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/game. That includes contemporary hits and literary classics alike. Classics like George Orwell's 1984, the totally fictional and not at all realistic tale of a fascistic government that uses perpetual war, invasive surveillance, and a wanton disregard for truth to oppress its citizenry. Everyone loves a little lighthearted escapism, right? It's another 160 hours or so until the next full episode of Retronauts drops. So fill the empty space in your life until then by downloading a free audiobook and trying out the trial at audibletrial.com/game. This week's episode of Retronauts is also sponsored in part by BarkBox. I know what you're thinking, but Jeremy, I see trees everywhere I go. Why would I need a huge box of bark shipped to me each month? But see, that's the thing about the English language. All those tricky homophones. BarkBox is about dogs, not trees. It's a monthly service that ships a box of all-natural, edible treats and interesting toys to your four-legged pal. Sign up at getbarkbox.com/game. Customize your plan to your dog's needs, whether they're a tiny, medium, or jumbo-sized pooch, have specific allergy or health issues, and more. And BarkBox will send you a different themed box of puppy goods on the 15th of each month with free shipping in the continental U.S. BarkBox only ships edibles made in the US and Canada, often from small businesses that don't yet have other means of wide distribution. So each month's new box is unique. And if your dog ever gets confused and thinks it's a cat and gets all finicky about some of their goodies, BarkBox will even send a substitute item in return. And Retronauts listeners can get a free bonus month of service by signing up for a 6 or 12 month trial by going to getbarkbox.com/game. So, I don't want to alarm anyone, but the latest word from NASA is that a massive invasion force of alien warbots is en route to Earth. These metal warbots mean business, and they laugh at the creature comforts of humanity. You know, luxuries like soft mattresses and reasonable prices. In other words, our future robot overlords scoff at the idea of something like a Casper mattress, even though they have a lot in common. Casper mattresses are made of two high-tech materials, latex foam and memory foam, working in perfect unison, just like the warbot's titanium-bonded steel exoframes. And just as their dread mechano-general has won countless medals for the conquest of worlds, Casper is now the most awarded mattress of the decade. On the other hand, while warbots pose a terrible threat to all life on Earth, Casper mattresses are risk-free, offering a painless 100-day trial period, free shipping, and easy returns. A warbot costs billions to manufacture, while Casper mattresses start at $500 for twins and a mere $950 for a sprawling California king-size mattress. On top of that, you can get a $50 credit toward the purchase of any mattress by visiting caspertrial.com/game and using the promo code 50SLEEP. Terms and conditions apply, obviously. There's no stopping the warbot invasion force, but shouldn't the final nights of our time as a free species be spent on the comfort of a Casper mattress?
Mitch LaFon here. Please check out my new podcast, Rock Talk with Mitch LaFon, every Monday on the Jericho Network here at Podcast One. I'll be talking to all the biggest names in rock, including Andy Summers from The Police, Poison, Night Ranger, Loverboy, and a lot more. Download new episodes each Monday via PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, or simply subscribe via iTunes.
Of course, we've got to get to our 8th Zelda item fanfare.
Hank, I'm going to guess Spirit Tracks. Phantom Hourglass?
You can't guess more than once.
All right, just give it.
Bob.
Bobby.
You play it again. I'm going to think the last Skyward Sword.
Brett.
Brett's buzzing in for the steal.
Phantom Hourglass.
I think Henry said that.
Well, I didn't know if he was. I didn't know if Chris was playing by the rules or not.
Okay, wait. Hank again. Link Between Worlds.
It is Link Between Worlds.
Yeah. Wow.
Right after talking about Low Rule.
Yeah. Up until this month, the best Zelda game in 10 years.
Link Between Worlds was my favorite Zelda game. I think Breath of the Wild is
It's beautiful because that was showing them breaking their own formula and how fun that could be.
They were breaking it within an already defined world, but it gave them the freedom to,
It gave them the like guts or the bravery to be like, we could break it on the 3DS. Yeah. Let's break it even more.
I mean, in 3D.
Link Between Worlds is like the game... have your cake and eat it too. Where it's like, we get to have a big nostalgia trip, but we're also going to like really break the formula.
Yeah,
like, how can you do both of these things?
I was no more ready to hate it too.
No more getting that boomerang first. No more going in the order you got to go in.
Loved it.
No more needless items that do one thing in one dungeon. You have to hold for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I love Twilight Princess's battle dreidel.
And also, man, that like, and then just like that twist in it, or the couple twists that are in Link Between Worlds are beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that game.
Who's ready for the ninth sound?
Let's do it.
All right. Anybody want to buzz in that one?
Hank.
Hank is buzzing in.
Oracle of Seasons?
I think that would be the same as Link's Awakening.
Bob. The Minish Cap.
Can you play it again?
I don't remember which one it was.
It was nine.
Does sound like a Game Boy.
It does have a Game Boy.
Does it like, now?
That staticky.
Jesus.
Bob,
my timer's still at running. man, it wasn't Minish Cap.
You're
like
wrong.
Huh?
Weren't you already wrong?
I didn't guess yet.
No, he hasn't guessed.
Four Swords.
It is not Four Swords. Yeah,
that was gonna be my next guess. I was like, oh, it's when. You said the GBA thing. I was like, yeah, four swords.
I forgot
yeah.
there was a GBA four swords.
Number 10. Number 10.
Hank.
Hank.
Phantom Hourglass.
It is finally Phantom Hourglass.
It's very jaunty.
Henry taking the lead.
I didn't even really play that game.
It's one of the first ones I didn't finish because I hated the Ocean Dungeon.
I loved it.
Spirit Tracks. That's the one.
I did like
one.
Spirit Tracks a lot.
Number 11.
Brett. Link to the Past.
That's right.
Correct.
There's too many words.
Brett, you're tied up with Henry
the,
now. Super
Nintendo brass section.
Yes.
And we only got two left.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so let's try this one out.
Brett. Minish Cap.
Ah, damn it.
It is Minish Cap.
It just sounds like a GBA hiss.
Henry, you can tie it up, but you got to get this one right.
And that shit is baked into the sound.
That's what I hate. Yeah,
like when you buy an actual Castlevania album, that's the GBA music. That's just in the disc.
Oh yeah,
I wish they would just remaster them with you know, good samples.
Or just the hiss.
Yeah.
Not unlike the Power Ranger Sega CD game, we got banned from YouTube for posting. Briefly.
All right,
final
13.
Sound, Henry. You got to take this. Here we go. Don't get down just because you guessed all the Zeldas already.
Bob? Is that the Wind Waker?
Ooh, we already had Wind Waker, Bob.
I wasn't sure if there was more than one.
Kept detailed notes like I did.
I heard that nice, like, harp trill.
Hank?
Henry?
Crossbow training.
Wish I would have thought of that. I'm gonna give you a partial credit.
I think I might know, but I'll let Brett guess.
Brett!
Can I hear one more time?
All right.
12? 13. Is it Skyward Sword?
It is Skyward Sword.
After I said harp trill, I was like, oh shit. It is. You play a stupid harp in that game. It sucks.
Too many instruments.
You play a harp by moving the thing back and forth. There's nothing to it, folks.
Ooh.
Turn down your speakers, because I'm going to play all of them together at once.
Oh my god, no. I'm surrounded by treasure. Help.
There you go. Brett's the winner there. Bob,
I don't feel
third.
Like I performed very well, though.
Henry.
Brett wins an all-expenses paid trip to Hyrule.
Can I pick which Hyrule?
You have to go to Zelda 2's
Which Hyrule would you want to live in? I would think, 2 is like the most peaceful, right?
Birth of the Wild, dog. Going to the woods, don't want to
buy there's nothing, man. I want to go to a store. I want to go to the shop.
You want to go into one of those houses where the ladies heal you.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I do.
I definitely don't want to just like, boy, I hope Beetle comes to town.
Yeah, Wild, Zelda 1 and 2 all have this feeling of like the bad guys already won and now the good guys are trying to fight back.
Yeah.
All the others feel more like it's generally peaceful and the bad guys are coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Wind Waker's just like, hey, we're all boned.
Actually, things are pretty cool in Minish Cap. Like, that's a nice town. I mean, you know, the princess is made of stone. But, like,
that happens, though.
But you also have little pixies helping you, and you don't even know it.
And the Peekery are just fine. Like, their world's fine, right? Like, they're not in imminent danger.
Seems pretty cool to be a Peekery.
I would agree. So that was Retronauts Micro. We got in at like 20 minutes. It's going to be 30 by the time I'm done talking, though.
I don't believe I've ever done that with you, Bob.
Yes, it's almost impossible. But thank you so much for listening. I have been your host for this one, Bob Mackey. Thanks again to Chris for putting it together. You can find me on Twitter as Bob Servo. I also write for Fandom. Look at my video game stuff and sometimes anime stuff. Oh my god, I write about anime now. What has my life become? Just go to Fandom.com to find out. And also, every Monday, go to Retronauts.com. You're listening to Retronauts. If you don't know where to find it, that's where you find it. And you can give us money. It's the best thing to do with your money is to give it to us, because we use that money to make podcasts, and it's great. And you're listening to one now, so go to Patreon.com/Retronauts. And for just $3 a month, I keep saying a week, $3 a month, you get every episode a week ahead of time. No ads, high quality, with amazing Nick Daniel, Jeremy Parrish art. So please consider giving us money at patreon.com/retronauts. Everybody else, what do you do with your life?
I do laser time stuff. That's where we kind of pioneered the dumb video game sound effect into modern stupid podcasts. But tons of that kind of stuff on Video Game Apocalypse, our weekly video game show. And we have talked about games plenty on laser time with topics such as We recently talked about Brett ran through an entire history of the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I put the emphasis on the wrong word there.
The Power Rangers.
The Power Rangers. And a bunch of other fun... What are some other fun things we did on Laser Time recently?
We ranked all the movie monsters from height, according to height.
According to height, who is the tallest monster? The answer is stupid.
Isn't it the Godzilla grows about 20 feet every
it's
movie?
It's the biggest loser monster you've never heard of.
That thing, also, I contest that because that's wingspan and that's not how tall it is. That monster sucks.
What if he's doing a gangsta lean? It's still subject to gravity.
You can also check out 302010. It's a weekly look back every week, that exact 7-day period.
Retronauts fans will love that show.
Yeah, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, that exact 7-day range. So recently we talked about, Raising Arizona turned 30 years old. Zelda 1 still isn't yet 30 years old in the U.S., but Zelda 2 turned 30 this year in Japan.
Wow.
Blast Corps just turned 20, and Supreme Commander just turned 10. A PC game that I recommend. God of War 2 is a decade old.
I don't like how things are a decade old now. Yeah. It shouldn't be.
The thing I'd recommend to the Retronauts folks last year on 302010, and the old episodes are really fun to revisit. I do it all the time. It was the launch of the PlayStation and the 64.
Yeah.
And then, like, that whole year of Knights versus Bandicoot versus Mario 64, and digging up an old video of a crowd.
No Sonic 3D Blast, Chris. Come on, it was a contender. No, I'm kidding.
Just thinking that audio, that it's unforgettable to me of the crowd at Space World or E3 before the.
It is E3.
There was an internet when you couldn't see moving footage of Mario 64, and the crowd just gasping in awe that they've never seen anything like this before.
It was the more modern version of people being afraid of a train coming at them.
Yes, yes. You could hear hands hitting foreheads like, no. What is happening? He's running in a circle.
God, why?
I was very sad I wasn't on this, or the recent one that was the last episode of Fraggle Rock.
That episode
means a lot to me.
It's a really good finale.
Yeah, it's... He moves to Arizona, but then they find him.
Oh, Sprocket, gonna retire in Arizona. It's sun poisoning.
It's something I love about old shows like that, or when any show knows it's the last season, it makes kind of like the last 4 or 5 episodes a full arc. But anyway, I'm Henry Gilbert, HENEREYG on Twitter. And you can also find my work on fandom.com, and I've been on a number of Retronauts, but you should also listen to me every week on Talking Simpsons, the weekly exploration of every single episode of The Simpsons from the beginning. Bob is the host, and that's all supported on our Patreon, patreon.com/lasertime, where the first season and many other extras exist. So if you're already loving giving money to Retronauts, maybe extra money to Patreon.
Low cost of $5. It helps us live.
Yes.
Keep making stuff, man. It's worthwhile.
And as a small extra side, do VG Empire, the game music podcast. We recently did an episode about the Blaster Master series because Blaster Master Zero came out, and I'm quite taken with it so far.
So many great remixed old songs.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. We did one on the Zero Escape series, iTunes, Stitcher, VGEmpire.com.
I think on probably every episode of Retronauts I'm on, I tell people listen to the corresponding VG Empire.
There usually is one.
On the Mario Kart one that has happened. Well, just cut that.
Spoilers. No, it's fine.
I talk about it on the Mario Kart one.
Cool. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you soon with another episode of Retronauts. Later, folks.
The Mueller Report. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. President Trump was asked at the White House if Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation report should be released next week when he will be out of town.
I guess from what I understand, that will be totally up to the Attorney General.
Maine's Susan Collins says she would vote for a congressional resolution disapproving of President Trump's emergency declaration to build a border wall, becoming the first Republican senator to publicly back it.
In New York, the wounded supervisor of a police detective killed by friendly fire was among the mourners attending his funeral. Detective Brian Simonson was killed as officers started shooting at a robbery suspect last week. Commissioner James O'Neill was among the speakers today at Simonson's funeral.
It's a tremendous weight to bear, knowing that your choices will directly affect the lives of others. But cops like Brian don't shy away from it. It's the very foundation of who they are and what they do.
The robbery suspect and a man police say acted as his lookout have been charged with murder. I'm Ed Donahue.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.